My name is Jukka Halme, and I'm from Finland.
Jukka, I was interested to hear what your favorite radio broadcast was, radio serial.
When I was a kid, there were two things that I enjoyed immensely. The other one was Earth Search. Can't even remember the author, Follett, I think. And the other one was, of course, Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, but not the BBC version, since obviously living in Finland we listen to our National Broadcasting Corporation, so I listen to Linnunradan Käsikirja Liftareille.
Linnunradan Käsikirja Liftareille.
Surprisingly well, yes, yes, Roman, yes, yes.
And how does that translate?
Well, Linnunrata is the Milky Way, except in Finnish it's the bird track. Käsikirja is a reference book or a handbook. Literal translation, and Liftari is a hitchhiker, but it's sort of a nickname for it.
So who produced the Finnish version of Hitchhikers?
The National Broadcasting Corporation, Yle, but all the actors were professional theater actors who at the time also did a lot of gigs at the radio. They played for the National Theater or the Helsinki City Theater. Proper actors, with some of them like the shining stars of the Finnish theater scene at the time.
So I'm presuming they worked from the scripts of the original.
Yes, translated by late Pekka Markkula, who translated also the first novel. Yeah, it was original Finnish. The first Finnish translation is the script, which came out in 1984 and 1985.
Well, that's extraordinary. I mean, Hitchhiker's is well known for being fairly innovative in its use of stereo sound and effects and the like. And presumably the Finnish production echoed that sort of creativity.
Yes. Most of the actors, of course, played a role or two or three, even three. But the main actors, like Artie Dent, he played only that role. And they had a different music to the BBC. They had some of the themes, but there was a Finnish music to it. And special effects, all done original for the Finnish radio play.
What sort of response did that get in Finland?
It was, I don't know how many times it'd been repeated. It's, to my mind, the greatest single piece of radio play I have ever heard. It's far superior than the BBC one, of course, because I heard it when I was, well, not 12, but a teenager anyway. It's so well done, and the translation takes the original play and plays with it. Turns some jokes into Finnish, uses some of the same tropes as the original one, but turns them into something that has like double meanings to a Finn.
So idiomatic in Finnish.
Yes, yeah.
Sounds tremendous. Is it available if people are interested in getting a copy?
It is available. It's really expensive though, but you can get it on as a DVD, I reckon. Mainly because for the blind people, it's really popular among the disabled people that way. Yeah.